Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen in the early break, Bill Bush out today. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC, location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And in 1 second, when Bella brings back these spoons, we're going to try the berry peppers. That's right. Thank you, Bella. We talked, I mentioned in the first hour, Sip, that Bill Bush, of course, mentioned that Shindaddy of Creighton fame, Midwest Bank, Shindaddy was in the building yesterday with Tamara, with Tammy, Bill's sister.
I'm almost glad I wasn't there for that because it's been overwhelming.
Well, Bella was there.
Yeah.
And she already tried the berry pepper. So Shindaddy and Tammy, brought down the actual berry pepper.
And we have it.
And we're going to try it right now.
We have it in our hands. Yeah. Yes, we're doing a sample. Hey, just hold on. No. Just hold on a second. Just let it warm up a little bit.
But now there's AC in here.
But please describe what the cup.
Okay, if you're not watching the broadcast, right. This is a plastic cup.
Right.
It's filled with ice.
Wrap your hands around it.
It's cold.
I know. Just do it. It'll help.
Yeah, it's cold in my hands, though.
Yeah.
It says syrup and strawberry, right? Dr. Pepper and strawberry soda. Is that what it was?
Okay.
Dr. Pepper syrup,
right.
Strawberry soda,
you got
and
it.
Ice.
Right.
That's
right.
What this is.
Right.
Berry pepper. It's a big thing in Knox County and Creighton up there.
Strawberry soda, Dr. Pepper syrup. And then it's frozen.
That's
in
right.
A cup. In
yes.
A, in a, I don't know.
My hands are getting very cold doing this wraparound.
I know. This is, pretend like you're back golfing in the state tournament.
No, that was a bad memory.
Okay, now do it.
Okay, we're gonna try the berry pepper here. Again, this is the special today. We're just doing day two of berry pepper up in Creighton, courtesy of Shindaddy.
This is real.
And Tamara. Have you got any?
It's
Greg,
really good.
So Greg brought in an alternate of this, and he had actual spoons that were, you know, that you could dig into this stuff.
He
the
called
ones will break.
He called his.
Ooh, that's good.
Uh-huh.
This is good.
It's real.
Oh, that's
it's real.
Good.
It's real. And Greg also made something he called Straw Doc.
A Straw Doctor, I thought.
Yeah, Straw Doctor. It was strawberry pop with Dr. Pepper. This is similar.
The difference between this and Greg's is that this is all syrup, what it's supposed to be. And
right.
It's not a shot at Greg. This is Greg's first time
Greg
doing
tried,
that.
Yeah.
Like this has been a staple for years in Creighton. They know what they're doing up
and
there.
And you can see why.
This is
you can
all,
taste why.
All Dr. Pepper syrup, strawberry soda, and ice. It is delightful.
This is
on the taste buds.
This is a thing in Creighton.
Yeah.
Nebraska.
And up northeast Nebraska.
I mean, northeast Nebraska.
Crofton also enjoys berry pepper.
Really?
Berry pepper.
And I was taken by the discussion because I'd never heard of berry pepper until this week when Bill talked about it on Bill's Thrills.
He did.
It was a
Shindaddy thing.
Yeah.
It was the Midwest Bank.
Yeah.
You know, Shindaddy's up to the making these. So.
Yeah. This is really good. And I can see why they're a thing.
I'm going to eat mine as it gets a little bit less hard over here.
Got it.
And less icy, you know, more slushy.
Got it. Yeah, me too.
So.
But your early foray.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah.
What I've had so far, very tasty.
And Ben shares that sentiment.
Well, I like sugar.
Yeah, Ben does too.
Not just sugar the dog, but I like sugar. I like eating and drinking sugar.
Ben lives quite a good life here, by the way, because
he had no idea what to expect when he took over. We said, "Hey, you're going to get food, some gifts once in a while. He's had donuts. He told me before he started here, I'm not a breakfast guy. He said, you're going to be a breakfast guy soon.
Missing Tooth Greg today brought him glazed donuts. So think about the young man over there. He's got this new berry pepper concoction.
Yeah.
He's had two glazed donuts. He's working.
Working.
Yeah, let's go to work.
All right. Thank you to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. 464-5685. Call or text is always sipping for me. And I found this out also that this is a very big recruiting weekend for Nebraska football.
Mm-hmm.
And also there is a little inside look at the facility this week.
We'll talk about that later.
We will. But
Nebraska has played host to only one official visitor in the past 5 weeks. This is according to Husker Online, my employer. Nebraska has hosted only one official visitor in the past 5 weeks, but this weekend, 11 official visitors. So, and a lot of them are bigs. Bigs.
Mass kicks ass?
Yes. There's an offensive lineman from Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas. And I'm not going to try the name. I'm just going to call him SJ because that's his first name. He's an offensive lineman. He'll be here. And he's also considering Michigan, USC, Texas A&M. Big time recruit, 4-star player. He's the headliner. SJ, I'm going to call it Olafatuli. Okay? Made a go at it. Olafatuli. Yeah. SJ Olafatuli is a offensive lineman, 6'2", 290. He's the kind of guy you got to try to get locked down. There's another big, Malcolm Simpson, who's a defensive lineman from Galveston, Texas. 4-star player. Remember last year Nebraska lost I'm going to say it's Carlon Jones, a lineman from Texas.
I think that sounds right.
Yeah, and you know you got to get these. You got to try to get this. This is a 4-star lineman, Malcolm Simpson. There's a defensive lineman named Cade Peterzak we're going to go with from Fargo, West Fargo. Didn't know there was a West and East Fargo. It's growing. Brian Tapu is here from Layton, Utah. He's a big 6'8", 300-pound offensive tackle. These names don't mean a lot to people. They might at some point. Then there's the last big is a kid named Sean Hemmerbeck. He's from Winter, South Dakota. So there is a big man flavor to this round of visitors, 11 of them. This is a big visit weekend, and next weekend will be a big visit weekend. Nebraska's, there's a lot of schools, you know, you can have official visitors in the month of June that use the first two weekends to have a lot of visitors. Nebraska's going heavy on the back end. So there you go. Christian Jones also. Christian Jones, do you recognize that name? Omaha West Side?
Yes.
Jake?
Yes, I do.
He's also making his official visit this weekend. So think about if you're a Nebraska coach this weekend. You have 11 official visitors plus 300 campers and your own team to manage. It's a lot.
Yeah.
That's about as busy.
As Bill has told us before, June is very, very difficult for coaches.
For coaches.
All coaches. Head coaches, assistants, everybody.
This weekend, the activity at Memorial Stadium would boggle your mind how much is going
It'll
on.
It'll be very, very packed over there.
Yeah, and it's critical, too. These are critical. The camp, you know, when Rule has a camp, offers are made. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind there'll be probably two or three offers out of tonight's camp. So there's that, too. Kids, go ahead.
Speaking of Matt Rule, I thought he had a very interesting Twitter play last night. A play on X. Now, I haven't heard a lot of backlash. I just saw this myself, and I've confirmed this morning it's still up there. There's a player, you might have mentioned him, Cooper Terwilliger. He's 2027 from Pierre High School in South Dakota.
Cooper Terwilliger, yeah. Okay. He's like a tight end/edge
rusher. Now, he put out a tweet yesterday. It says, after a great conversation with Abdul Hodge and LeVar Woods, I'm blessed to announce I have received an offer from Hawkeye Football, #GoHawks.
Okay.
That got a retweet from Matt Rule.
Huh.
Is that a little odd to you? Huh. It caught me by surprise. Matt,
yes.
It's still up. The tweet is still reposted by Matt Rhule. A player that Nebraska's after, 2027. Uh-huh.
That camped
from
in
Pierce,
Lincoln.
South Dakota.
He camped in Lincoln on Sunday.
He says he's blessed to announce he has an offer from Hawkeyes. Hashtag go Hawks. That gets a retweet or a repost from Matt Rhule on
Cooper
Twitter. Cooper Terwilliger from Pierce, South Dakota.
He's class of...
2027.
Right. So he's a young kid. I'm trying to
Are you confused why he's retweeting that?
Yeah, I'm trying to put this together in my mind why Coach Rhule would retweet that. Maybe very innocent. Huh, the kid got an Iowa offer. I'll be darned. I'll retweet it. I don't know.
I thought it was weird. Yeah. I thought maybe it was a joke, but it's as of right now, he has still retweeted this post from
Is it possible it was a mistake?
If it was, you would take it down. You would take the retweet down. Yeah, but Matt Rhule has retweeted this Cooper Terwilliger saying, I got an Iowa offer. Maybe he's saying, we're so confident this kid's coming to Lincoln. Congratulations on your Iowa offer. We know you're coming here anyways.
I don't think it's that far along in the process. Now, what is the...
Text line, is it weird
What's
see
the
that?
Yeah, I'd like to hear what do the fans make of this?
Anybody help us out. I'm not an expert on Matt Rhule's tweets.
You know, I'm not.
Raff claims to be he's a Rhule tweet expert. Mm-hmm. This one I'm a little confused by. Anybody want to tell us why it's okay, why he's done this, why he's retweeted Cooper Terwilliger saying he got an Iowa offer with the hashtag Go Hawks on it, by the way.
Fascinating. I need to talk to Sean.
I thought this is a way. Someone says, celebrating an opponent is a power move. By Matt Rhule.
Like
I had that was kind of my first assumption. Hey, this is like him showing, all right, that's cute. Iowa, congratulations. You got an offer. He's coming here.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. Right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Huh. No, it's just, hold on, I got it.
Someone says Rhule does this all the time. This is not new from Matt Rhule to retweet this.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, no, I don't.
Okay, another one. Austin says this. How about this? It might be a cheeky shot at Iowa saying, good job following our offers, Iowa.
I think that's what it is.
Okay.
I think that's what... Hey, Jake, I think that's what it is.
Okay, this is great. We got some psychology stuff coming
right. My guess is... That's what this is. We do this thing where we bring a kid to our camp. We watch him.
Mm-hmm.
We invest in him. Okay? We time him. We talk to him. We offer him. And then you offer him. I'm going to retweet it. Right?
With that evil laugh.
Yeah. I think that's what we're talking about.
Texture says, I think the retweet shows character on Rhule's part. He's a genuine person that wants the best for kids.
Sure.
Maybe.
But I also think there's a power play.
I think the power play. And we saw him first, Iowa. Don't forget that.
I will tell you this. I know this. And I don't want to act like, babe in the woods all the time. It grates on coaches when they, when they do their leg work on a player. And this happens a lot. It happens all the time, in fact. they do the work. They bring the kid to camp. They test him. They see him. They talk to him. They talk to people around him. They do the work. They offer. And then 12 offers follow. Okay? Without people to even know who he is. Yep. Wouldn't know if he walked in the room. But the offer is made anyway. It happens a lot. It happens more than you think.
Well, that's the case of the portal in general. You hope make the player what he is, and then he goes somewhere else. I mean, so it affects the offers in high school. Yeah. It affects the, you know, think about South Dakota State. They lose players all the time to great programs because they develop them.
Well, I know,
and they go elsewhere.
That's not what this is. This is laziness on the part of some schools. That's what it is, and it bothers coaches that don't use the lazy route. And I'm not suggesting that that's exactly what this is, but it wouldn't surprise me. Terwilliger was here last week, Sunday. I watched him. Watched him work out. He's impressive. There's no doubt he's going to get a lot of offers. He's a big kid that moves. I mean, he's a big that moves.
So this is maybe a rule saying, I had him first. Congrats. He'll retweet all the people that Cooper says he's getting offers from.
But
it's a power play.
Yeah, I think that's what this is.
Someone says, I like the power play by Matt Rhule. I'm down with this. So Cough Dog says, I'm old and miss the days when we didn't have to play the social media game. Better times.
Now, I think that this is a kind of a passive aggressive way of addressing what I just addressed. We invested our work into him. You offered him without probably even knowing much about him. Congratulations on retweeting him.
It's my guy.
Yeah. That's my guess is what's going on. A guess. It's hard to know. I mean, we're trying to read the tea leaves on social media, which is dangerous, right? We're in dangerous territory.
We are.
We're in dangerous territory.
In a matter of minutes, Sanderson had two different texts that he changed his mind on. He says, number one, he says, it's wonderful reverse psychology, showing him support yet confident in his program. And he says later on, I've changed my mind. It's a shot at Kirk. It's a shot at Kirk.
I think it is.
Wait to the party, Kirk. We already offered the kid. Congrats. I'll retweet you.
Right.
Second.
That's what I think it is. And I do think it grates on some coaches, the way it works out there. I know it does because I talk to them. I know it does. I'm not specifically talking about Matt Rhule, but I know that phenomenon is prevalent in college football. That kids get offers from schools that don't even really know who they are, but they know they just got an Oklahoma offer, and they know they just got a Nebraska offer. We better offer them. It happens more than you probably think.
Well, okay, we have another take on this. This is a different take. This is from Aaron Pieper, who brought in, you know, the Hershey guy.
Yeah,
brings in, you know, his son. His son went to Nebraska.
Right.
You know,
he
says, guys, it happens both ways. My son committed to Iowa, and 2.5 weeks later, Nebraska came in and he switched to the Huskers in 2017.
No, it happens both ways.
but when you are first, you can celebrate that. Say, hey, that's cute, Iowa.
Yeah, they can if they want to retweet too.
Way
they
to be
can.
Second on him. I'm proud of you. But you're number two.
I don't know.
Number one.
It could be more innocent, though. Again, tea leaves.
I think Matt Rhule is smarter than that.
But it could be innocent. Hey, congratulations. No, it's not.
It's a shot.
Yeah, it's not innocent. It's worth. hey, you can offer him. Good luck in this one.
If it was innocent, it would have been taken down already. But the post still stands. He's a confident man. Hey, cool, man. Get your Iowa offer. We're on your first. We know more about you than they do, so. As you devour your berry pepper over there. Once again, big weekend for Nebraska recruiting. And you did not take the tour of the facility last week, or did you?
I did. I didn't take the full tour.
Did you do the hibachi class?
No, I didn't take the full tour. So what you're referring to is on Wednesday, Nebraska, and I think we've addressed this on this show, Rhule opens up his program more than any head coach I've ever dealt with at Nebraska, and that's going back to Osborne. So on Wednesday, he had, among others, Kristen Coggin, the head football team nutritionist, and Corey Campbell, the head football strength coach. Now, what I did was I wrote about Campbell, and then they had their director of football sports science, Mitch Chulwinski. He was there too. I wrote about what those guys said about the weight room and then looked at the weight room. Now, I guess I did a semi-tour of the weight room. A weight room is pretty much a weight room to me, except Nebraska has this elaborate ramp that people can run up that tilts up to 15 degrees.
Did you run up it?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not about
me. Did Sean run up it?
Nobody ran up it, but Corey Cooper showed us the ramp, and it can be adjusted via an app on your phone. Oh. It's amazing. It's used, for instance, for players who have leg injuries to strengthen their leg in the rehab process or whatever. But the weight room is extraordinary, and it's double the size of their previous one. So that there's benefits there. So someone asked Corey Campbell if you can have all 145 players in there at once. The answer is yes, but they don't. There's no reason to do that, and he wants to give more attention to the players, so he's not going to put them all in there at one time. You could. It's that big. The access to it is incredible. Right from the practice field, you could drive a semi-trailer truck right into there, whereas they used to have to walk to a staircase and then walk 5 minutes to the weight room in North Stadium. Now, what you're referring to is the media.
There's a picture.
Yeah, and they hibachi?
I saw Sean did hibachi. Sherman.
Yeah, a lot of the media were invited by the team nutritionists to do what the players do, make their own food. They teach the players how to cook.
You opted to not do this.
Because I had to write. I had to get to writing, and I wasn't going to write about that part. So
we missed an opportunity here.
No.
You could have shown off your hibachi skills.
Sean did.
Well, maybe you should bring in the hibachi and he can show us how he did it. Sean, open invite to make the hibachi here at the station.
But they did that for the media. It's amazing what they're doing. We've never had that. I mean, they literally show the players, ways to stay healthy, ways to eat correctly. They emphasize, have some color on your plate, greens, fruits, they teach them. It's really, and now, I mean, that's just part of it. That's part of what a team nutritionist does, but I like that part. And yeah, it's really amazing what we're able to see, and this just the ability of the media to meet with the team strength coach, which we haven't done here. Oh, we didn't do it with Duvall. We didn't do it with the Riley crew, Mark Phillip. We didn't do it, I don't think, with James Dobson.
Doctor.
Yeah. What, doctor?
Dr. James Dobson?
I don't think so, Jake.
You sure about that?
I think you're thinking of somebody else. I don't think he has a doctor in any sense of the word.
We'll check him out. But anyway. I know there is a Dr. James Dobson that exists.
Anyway, so yeah, okay. That was the deal.
I'm just disappointed you didn't do the hibachi. And that you did not run up the hill or the slope. You could have used the app.
I was in a professional situation. No, I can't. No, I don't have the app, and they would not give me the app.
Well, you missed out.
Yeah.
Could have used the app. Before we get to break, quick plug for our friends at Trados Sip Grain Marketing. Important in this society. They grew up on farms. They trade a lot of grain. They love the industry. They've met many farmers that found their grain marketing plan frustrating and intimidating. The goal at Trados is to use their ingrained expertise to your advantage. They help alleviate the stresses of grain marketing so you can stay focused on what you love. Go to GoTredas, spelled TREDAS. The website, GoTredas.com. Trados, where you go for grain market. When we come back, it's a Bills Thrills Wish I Was There Friday. I have this one covered for you.
Oh, you do.
I think you'll like it.
You
too.
Do. And how is your berry pepper?
I'll give you an update when I have more during the break when it's less frozen.
That's a good idea.
That's all next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.